If you'll take your copy of God's Word and turn to Numbers chapter 26, we're in the middle of the second census, taken at the end of the 40 years. The first one, we can turn back later, look at Numbers chapter 1. We read about the first half last week. We'll begin in verse 28 today, and that's page 171 in the Pew Bible. A few things to note before we read God's Word. First, as was noted last week, everyone counts. Though this is a counting of just the ones that were of military age, God knows everyone. And He would have us know that He knows everyone. This is especially important in the work of Christ. The Father gave a people, but not a mass. He gave individuals. Some out of this family, some whole families, some out of this nation, some out of that nation. But Jesus received you and me and all His other people by name from His Father. You're important. You're not lost in the mass of humanity. God knows your name. He knows the face of His sheep. He knows the number of His sheep. Not one will be lost. When history is said and done, the Spirit will have taken the work of Christ and infallibly applied it to everyone that the Father gave to the Son. And they will all make it home safe. This numbering reminds us of something else, God's providential care of His people. Remember where they are, where they have been for the past 40 years. They've been in one of the harshest deserts in the world, where it takes gallons of water a day just to survive. And the number at the end is almost exactly the same as the number at the beginning. There have been over 1 million funerals in the desert, and yet God has maintained His army. And He's bringing in a generation that will serve Him, that will honor Him, where the generation that left would not. Only two of that generation will make it into the promised land out of the millions that left, two adults. There's also one other thing I'd note in verse 33. And then later on in verse 46, we said something a little unusual. We have verses that contain the names of women among the warriors. Well, that's setting up something you will read about next week in chapter 27, the inheritance among daughters as well as sons. But we'll just leave that for Pastor Phillips to elaborate next week. Let's begin reading God's Word at verse 28 of chapter 26. This is God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving Word for you. The sons of Joseph, according to their clans, Manasseh and Ephraim, the sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the clan of the Machirites, and Machir was the father of Gilead, and of Gilead, the clan of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Iezer, the clan of the Iezerites, of Helek, the clan of the Helekites, of Asriel, the clan of the Asrielites, of Shechem, the clan of the Shechemites, of Shemidah, the clan of the Shemidites, of Hefer, the clan of the Heferites, of Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, had no sons but daughters. And the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the clans of Manasseh, and those listed were 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, according to their clans, of Shethulah, the clan of the Shethulahites, of Becher, the clan of the Becherites, of Tahan, the clan of the Tahanites. These are the sons of Shethulah, of Aaron, the clan of the Aaronites. These are the clans of the sons of Ephraim as they were listed, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph according to their clans. The sons of Benjamin according to their clans. Of Bela, the clan of the Belaites. Of Ashbel, the clan of the Ashbelites. Of Aharam, the clan of the Haramites. Of Shephupham, the clan of the Shuphamites. Of Hupham, the clan of the Hupamites. The sons of Bela were Ard and Naam. Of Ard, the clan of the Ardites. Of Naam, the clan of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin according to their clans, and those listed were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan according to their clans. Of Shuham, the clan of the Shuhamites. These are the clans of Dan according to their clans. All the clans of the Shuhamites, as they were listed, were 64,400. The sons of Asher, according to their clans. Of Imnah, the clan of the Imnites. Of Ishvi, the clan of the Ishvites. Of Beriah, the clan of the Beriites. Of the sons of Beriah. Of Eber, the clan of the Eberites. Of Malchiel, the clan of the Malchiites. The name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the clans of the sons of Asher, as they were listed, 53,400. The sons of Naphtali, according to their clans, of Jaziel, the clan of Jazielites, of Guni, the clan of the Gunites, of Yezer, the clan of the Yezerites, of Shilliam, the clan of the Shilliamites. These are the clans of Naphtali, according to their clans, and those listed were 45,400. This was the list of the people of Israel, 601,730. Thus far the reading of God's word.